If you want NASCAR talk, you've come to the right place. You're listening to The Race Report.
And welcome back to The Race Report. Thanks for joining us. Steve Parker here along with Sam Atwell, trying to get you through and get ourselves through the dark days ahead, called the off season. That's right. January 7th is the day we're shooting for. That is the first day of preseason thunder, NASCAR preseason thunder at Daytona, the first big test session of the year for the first half of the Nextel Cup teams that will go into that and get ready for the car of tomorrow in 2008. But we're kind of focusing on Dale Earnhardt Jr. here for the first half of the show, and maybe even a little beyond that, because in a media panel vote this week, and not really surprising at all, Jr.'s move and everything that went around that to Hendrick Motorsports was voted the top story by a wide margin of 2007 in the NASCAR Nextel Cup Series. And again, I don't think that is a surprise to anybody. Heard Jr. talking a little bit ago about the fact that he knows winning the award's not really a surprise, but he thought he might lose some fans with everything that went on off the track this year. Of course, the much-talked-about move from DEI over to Hendrick Motorsports. And as we talked about just before the break, Sam, that's a jump to the enemy. That's a move to the dark side in the eyes of a lot of fans who, longtime Dale Earnhardt fans, and face
come
it.
Come to the dark side.
And face it. You know, there's no doubt about the fact that Dale Earnhardt Jr. has such a huge fan base because a lot of those are fans that were fans of his father. And I think he just inherited a lot of them when we lost his father back in 2001. And so he had a pretty huge fan base before he really even took the racetrack. And but, you know, he's earned a lot of fans of his own as well. And I don't think he lost too many, even though he's going to be a teammate of the evil Jeff Gordon now. So we'll see. But you know what? Junior talked also about the fact that he kind of wishes the Daytona 500 started tomorrow. He was getting ready
Me
to leave.
Too.
Let him talk about it. Remember, this is last week in New York as he was planning to head out for a little R&R, but he'd much rather be doing something else.
I'm going on vacation tonight at 7 o'clock. I'm leaving. And I'd trade it in if I could start the Daytona 500 tonight or tomorrow. I think obviously there's guys that had great seasons. When you have a good season and you feel like when you win a race or two or feel like you've done some things, you probably do enjoy the time off and can wait for the end of the beginning of the next season. You can wait, but I can. I wish it hadn't started. I don't feel like I ran well enough. I don't want to sit here and the only memory I have is of how badly we ran last year. I want to get out there and get a top five and feel like that's where I belong, you know. And
there again, that junior honesty. I mean, there's really no way to dance around the fact that he did not have a good season. He had a very disappointing year. Nobody more aware of that than he is. And I think that's interesting that coming off a bad year, he wants to get back at it. He's ready to go.
Well, he's got a pretty bright future.
I would say so.
You know, we talked about towards the end of the season, there was nobody who wanted this season over faster than Junior. It stands to reason he'd want to get the season underway faster than anybody else because he's got a lot to prove. He wants to erase, I think, 2007. He would just like to, you know, have a redo.
Yeah.
But you can't do that. And, next season is a very big deal for him and getting his team together and the chemistry and they've got a lot of challenges.
They do have a lot of challenges. And, of course, Tony Urie Jr., his longtime crew chief, in fact, the only crew chief, he had Tony Urie Sr. for a while, but he's worked with either Tony Urie Sr. or Tony Urie Jr., and Jr. was his car chief when his dad was Jr.'s crew chief. So they've been together basically throughout his career. They went with him, were with him through the Busch Series years as well. And, of course, that's been I guess the best way to describe it maybe is kind of a sibling-like relationship, and that means it hasn't always been rosy. And, I mean, we've heard them kind of snipe at each other over the radio. They broadcast that during the races, of course, sometimes. But, I don't think there's any doubt that that's who Junior wants to be with him, that Dale Earnhardt Jr. wants Tony Urie Jr. with him. And, in fact, Tony Urie moved over to Hendrick Motorsports before the season ended, was already starting to prepare for the 2008 year. So there's a lot of pressure on these guys. That's one thing. You know, Junior has this huge fan base. Obviously, they want him to do well, and he wants to do well, but I think there's going to be more pressure on him this year than he's ever had in his career before, because now I think moving to Hendrick Motorsports, we know what that organization is capable of, and I think a lot of people have thought or at least wanted to think that maybe Junior is, at least from a talent standpoint, on the level of Jeff Gordon, Jimmy Johnson, and even Kyle Busch, and there are a lot of doubters out there still. The thing is, though, expectations have gone up quite a bit for Dale Earnhardt Jr., and he's going to have pressure on himself, pressure on him this year that I don't think he's ever experienced before, really, because now at Hendrick, people are going to expect him to win.
Well, and there's the whole thing of fitting into the Hendrick culture. He is not a Hendrick driver at this point.
Well, that may be good because, you know, some of the knocks on Jeff and Jimmy have been that they're a little too vanilla, a little too corporate-minded and things like that.
But it works.
Well, it works. Yeah, winning solves everything, really. All right, stick around. We'll hear from more from Junior when we come back with the second half of the Race Report.